Grew and became strong. He was filled with wisdom, and the grace of God was upon him. Lord Jesus, we thank you that you sent your Son to be born on the earth and to die to save us from our sins. And in the fullness of your plan, your child became nothing so that we can have abundance and have fullness. We thank you, Lord, that you became strong and then became weak for us. We know in this world right now that there are a lot of children that are weak and need someone to call upon. We know that there's AIDS and there's war-torn countries and foster care that's broken and all these things that are broken, drug-addicted babies and incubators that are abandoned. Lord, we're in turmoil over this. My heart is pouring out for the children and the infants that faint in the street. There are children calling to their mothers that don't have food or water, and they're dying in their mother's arms because we are apathetic and we are cold-hearted and we're closing our eyes to this problem. We've heard, Lord, that it takes a village to raise a child. Lord, we know that in your fullness, the church can take care of this problem. We can grow children to be strong and filled with your wisdom. So we call on Jehovah Rapha to move in the church. We call on El Shaddai. We call on Jehovah Jireh, the great provider, to move in the church. We call, Lord, for you to raise up warriors in the church that will not look away, that will become mothers and fathers to the children. We ask you to raise up the church, Lord, that you will have people that will adopt children. Send a spirit of adoption into the church, Lord. We're crying out for you to raise us up. We're crying out in the night, day and night. We're pouring out our hearts to the ground, Lord, in your presence, that you will do something in us and through us. Lord, I ask that you send warriors with compassion to the children. There are millions of children in this world that need a spirit of adoption to fall on the church, Lord, a mother anointing to rise up so that people will be called, not just to pray, it's important to pray, but to get involved and not look away and stick with a child until the end. Lord, break our hearts, move us with compassion and move us into action. Call fathers and mothers and families to adopt children and never to give up on these children, to keep them. We need a spirit of deliverance for the children and a spirit of healing, Lord. There's no turning back. We're going into Satan's face to bring back our children, Lord. By your grace, we can do this. Lord, I just pray that you will help us to be healers and restorers of the years that the locusts have eaten on these children. Even though it's only been a few years, Lord, we can restore those years with your help, Lord. Lord, raise up the church to not look away. Spirit of adoption, fall on the church so that we can't get out of it. Thank you, Lord, that you're sending children in many cases to the Salvation Army and they're filling the churches. Thank you for sending your precious children, your little ones, to us, Lord. Give us wisdom. Give us the provisions we need to do this job. But most of all, Lord, help us to be warriors with compassion for the hearts of children and to never turn away because it's too hard. Lord, I have a dream that the bridegroom is coming to meet the bride. And when that day happens, there'll be millions and millions of children. There'll be millions and millions of children. There'll be be millions and millions of children.